to soil condition are those that are sown on rocky places, who when they hear the word, they receive it with joy, and they have no firm root, and it's only temporary. And when affliction and persecution arise, it says here, because of the word. Who we are immediately is like a magnet to the world. They either throw things at us, or they reject us, or they, like you were just talking about, there are
so many opportunities to compromise.
Yes, opportunities.
And that's exactly what the devil's trying to do, because he knows that the word of God, ever takes firm root in your heart, he's had it.
That's right.
And because without the word, you don't have anything to stand against the devil. You got to fight the devil just like Jesus did with the word. Mm-hmm. But those persecutions are sent against us, the pressures, the tribulations, to get us to compromise the word. Say, oh, it doesn't work. It's not working. I knew it wouldn't work. I'm sorry I ever tried it.
Mm-hmm.
The devil tries to get us to use our mouth to uproot the word in times of great pressure and persecution.
And that's right. And you know who the true enemy is. It is Satan. Because these afflictions and persecutions arise because of the word. Who's trying to get us from reading the word? It's Satan.
Yeah, but
Barbara, he's at the bottom of everything.
You just made a statement. You said you know who the enemy is. Not all of our friends know who the enemy is. You don't have it identified. And that's one reason we're bringing this teaching. This is a brilliant teaching to help you get straightened out and get some of these facts established in your heart. When these pressures are coming against you, where is it coming from?
It's not flesh and blood.
And a little right. irritations. You know, I could sit here and enumerate many little irritations that I've had come in my life this month mm-hmm. that I have to stop and take valuable time to go over and address mm-hmm. this issue because, well, one of these little irritations comes in my life, somebody didn't do their job.
That's right.
Like I had the blazer fixed here a while back. We had a problem with the brakes. I take it in. There was an insurance policy covering all the warranty on parts and service. Well, the warranty outfit didn't come through. So yesterday I get a letter from the dealership saying, since they didn't pay, we're looking to you for the $400 or $500.
Well, but if you look back and you say they wouldn't have done your vehicle, they wouldn't have fixed your vehicle if there wouldn't have been a warranty, they would have wanted the
right,
money up front.
Exactly.
So what is this
but,
anyway?
But the affliction or the persecution mm-hmm. here is that I've got to take time and go back and take care of this irritant.
That's right.
It's an irritating thing.
It is.
Well, now I've got to watch my attitude that I don't get mad and say, look, I paid for this thing. You know, why didn't you bozos fix this?
Mm-hmm.
And the devil would love to get me off in the ditch fighting these smoke screens.
Yes, that's right.
You
instead
know,
of being in the
instead of focusing, keep my attitude straight.
That's right.
And none of us like these irritations, and all of us have them.
Mm-hmm.
And they really are afflictions.
Yes. One of the words, and we're going to read in Acts 5:16 here, that the people from around Jerusalem, they were bringing the sick and those who were afflicted with unclean spirits. Now, this word afflicted here in Acts 5:16, Darren, is 3791. It means to harass or to vex. Now, when you're afflicted by an unclean spirit, that means that he is going to vex you. This spirit is going to come in and harass you and harass you and harass you and try to break you down. And that's why it's so important to know who your enemy is, Darren, because these spirits are going to come against you. And it's so wonderful to know that when we are in Christ Jesus, we can cast out those spirits with a word, like Jesus did in Matthew 8:16 and 17. Cast them out with a word.
Now let's say, for example, that you could be vexed by a spirit of lust. And let me show you how this works. Let's say that everybody gives into the Playboy calendars where you work, and you're the only one that's living straight here. Now you're not tempted by the lust, but they are, and they don't like it because you bring conviction.
That's true.
To their lifestyle.
That's true, yes.
So you may suffer vexation from this group of people that wants to say, well, everybody does it, and you're saying, no, everybody doesn't do it. I'm a Christian walking in purity here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may say that out of your mouth, or you may just be the oddball in that group, and they bring great pressure against you because you're different.
Mm-hmm. That's
and you're
right.
vexed by that spirit that's tormenting them or controlling them is coming against the testimony in your life, and that's all set up by the devil to try to get the anointing out of your life.
That's true. But what's so glorious, Darren, is that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And we were just talking about Job on the way here to the station and realizing that Satan threw everything he had every weapon he had at Job, and Job came through. He didn't come through unscathed. I mean, he suffered boils, and he went through the whole thing that Satan threw at him. But I'll tell you, he came out victorious, and that's how we can look at it. Satan might harass you for a while. He might be on your case. But I'll tell you, God is going to come through for you, and Jesus Christ's blood covering you is going to bring you into victory.
Well, God is bigger than the attacks of the devil. That's
God.
What we're telling
yes.
you.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, in Acts 20, 22 and 23, Paul was saying, and we're going to get into a lot about Paul because he's the one that brought up the word suffering more than anything else. We find the word affliction in the Old Testament more than suffering, and suffering more in the New Testament, but they're basically the same word. And in Acts 20, 22 through 23, Paul is saying, "And now behold, bound in spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me." It's important here, Darren, to look at what Paul's calling was. And we've got to go back to Acts 9 when he was Saul. He had not been converted yet to Christianity. He had been blinded on the road to Damascus, and he had gone to Ananias' house. God had told him to go to this man's house on Straight Street in Jerusalem, and he was going to heal him of the blindness that had come upon him. Well, Holy Spirit came to Ananias before, and he told Ananias to lay hands on this. He had been a murderer. He had been casting Christians into jail.
Well, wasn't Ananias afraid of Paul?
He was afraid.
Because
yeah.
Paul had this reputation against Christians?
That's right.
Okay.
Holy Spirit says, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine."
Now, he's speaking about Paul here.
That's right.
Paul is a chosen instrument.
Yes. "To bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the sons of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer." This word suffer. Now, Paul was a special servant, special instrument, chosen to suffer for the gospel's sake. That's really interesting to me. And that word suffer there is number 3958, and it comes from the word pathos, which is to experience pain. That is not sickness or illness. It's the persecution Paul was going to have to endure.
Okay, let me ask you about Paul. As far as you know in Scripture, was Paul ever sick with a disease?
There's one verse that says, "My eyes, you have would have plucked out your eyes for me." I believe he went through a temporary maybe infection in the eyes from beatings that he endured with the cat of nine tails. I know when they came around, they could have lashed at his eyes and caused great harm to his eyes, and there might have been an infection that set in as a result of that, but not from a disease, as we're going to cover disease
right,
here.
Not as sickness as we typically think of as
That's
sickness.
That's right.
And you know, that really is very interesting to me here. Paul, I heard one evangelist that I respect very much say, Paul was the ugliest man that lived in Bible times.
Yes.
Because he was beaten so many times with a cat of nine tails. Didn't he go through that three times?
Five, I believe.
Five times?
Yes.
Well, whatever
yes.
it was.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if
I could
survive one of those. But mm-hmm. they jerked hunks of flesh out
yes.
with those metal barbs at the end of the whip. And they didn't spare any body parts.
No.
I mean, they went after you with vengeance. And these men that were paid to do this were good at it. That's why they were paid to do that. Well, here this man suffered all these beatings, all this affliction,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't over in the disease category.
That's
like
why.
He didn't have polio, he didn't have emphysema, he didn't mm-hmm. have these things that some people think, well, Paul had an eye disease and all this stuff. I personally don't believe he did.
No, I don't either. And this word pathos, 3958, really does explain it, and it's to experience pain. It's that pain that comes upon us from the outside in, not from the inside out, as we'll talk about disease later. And there are a couple scriptures here, 2 Corinthians 2:4 and 2 Corinthians 4:8. Paul is talking, "I'm in much affliction and anguish of heart, and I've written you through many tears, that you should not be sorrowful." And he's talking about the persecution he has received. We're going to, and as we go on into Thessalonians, well, let's cover 2 Corinthians 7:4 and 5 here. "Great is my confidence in you. Great is my boasting on your behalf." He's talking to the church at Corinth. "I am filled with comfort. I am overflowing with joy in all our affliction. For even when we came into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. We were afflicted on every side. Now listen to this, afflicted on every side. Conflicts without and fears within. These are two reasons for affliction. We can have conflicts from without, and some of you really know conflicts from without. You know the persecution in the workplace. You know the affliction from your family members and from those